This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News Update at 8. I'm Olive Thomas. The 5th annual retreat of the Female Journalists Association of Liberia begins in Gantanima County today. The deliberation on the operations of the association will end on the 17th. This year's retreat will focus on presentation of the association's status as well as financial and other reports. The annual gathering is intended to highlight FIJAL's achievements through the year, outline challenges and identify prospects that will enhance and advance the work of the association. The Liberia Medical and Dental Association, LMDA, has ended its General Assembly with a mandate to send more doctors out of Liberia for specialization. The Assembly also produced a new corps of officers to lead the association for the next 10 years. The Liberia Medical and Dental Association is the body that governs the practice of medicine in the country. The Secretary General of LMDA, Dr. Jonathan Hart, said they have so far achieved two of their five pillars, which are to regionalize the association and to send four doctors out of Liberia to specialize in medical areas. The Liberia Immigration Service has commenced training of 55 Border Patrol Unit officers in the use of firearms. The training, which is the second, is being conducted by the Armed Forces of Liberia at its training command in Kerrisburg. LIS spokesperson Laurie Page said the firearms training for the immigration officers is intended to intercept persons involved in transnational crimes, terrorism, and illegal entry. Laurie Page noted that the exercise will last for 14 days and 300 immigration officers are expected to benefit from it.
Our plan is to have the territorial boundaries of Liberia protected against illegal entry. And I spoke of the issue of transnational crimes and terrorism. And the issue of terrorism in the region is a threat. So for us in Liberia, we are no exception to other countries in the world.
LIS spokesperson Laurie Page. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A group of 11 militia men in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been jailed for life for raping about 40 children, including at least one baby. The girls they raped between 2013 and 2016 were aged between 8 months and 12 years old. The men's alleged leader was a local MP called Federica Batumiki. He is one of those who was jailed. Local campaigners hailed the verdict against the men as a sign that impunity for sexual violence was ending. A lawyer for the victims, Charles Kubaka Sikura, told Reuters news agency that it's a strong signal to anyone who would contemplate this kind of offense. And Medecins Sans Frontières, MSF, said at least 6,700 Rohingya were killed in the month after violence broke out in Myanmar in August. Based on surveys of refugees in Bangladesh, the number is much higher than Myanmar's official figure of 400. MSF said it was the clearest indication yet of the widespread violence by Myanmar authorities. The Myanmar military blames the violence on tourists and has denied any wrongdoing. MSF says more than 647,000 Rohingya have fled into Bangladesh since August. That's the UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.umissions.org, facebook.com/UNMIL2003 or twitter/UNMIL News. I'm Olive Thomas. Good morning.